This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We'll hear from three different award winners this week: goal scorer, a goaltender, and a referee. That referee, veteran official Regan Vetter, who was presented with the WHL Milestone Award. He's coming up in a moment. In the crease, Everett Silvertips tender Carter Hart set a new club record this past week. He's the reigning WHL Goaltender of the Week as he gets set for World Juniors. We'll have more with him. And Moose Jaw Warrior forward Jaden Haldgewax is red hot, riding a double-digit game point streak. He's the WHL On the Run Player of the Week, and he'll close out the show. First up, veteran WHL official Regan Vetter just recently received the WHL Milestone Award. We speak to Regan Vetter from his home in Saskatoon here today. First of all, I know you don't go into being an official and think about a Lifetime Achievement Award from the WHL, but for 20 years in this league, I'm sure it's been a pretty good run for you.
Yeah, it's been a long time. 20 years, I was just laughing the other day with some of the guys. It's been a lot of games in the body. I'm up closer to probably over 900 with playoffs and everything like that and whatnot. But a lot of time on the road, a lot of time in the air. But it's been enjoyable. It's been a fun experience, that's for sure.
You know, you think about when you're younger, when you're 20, life on the road is pretty fun, I think, for referees and officials and getting bounced around. But, you know, you're a family guy. Your wife, Christine, daughters, Nevin and Quinn, I'm sure the road isn't maybe what it used to be like now.
No, it definitely isn't. It's matter of getting back to that hotel, getting as much sleep as I can now, and getting home as quickly as possible to get back to see them and definitely help out with their activities because they're busy on the weekends.
What keeps you going, Regan? Like, what's your drive here? What gets you up here to do these games, these nights?
It's still fun being on the ice, being a part of the game, especially on ice level. I know we're always the enemy out there, but a lot of nights are good times where you get to see some really skilled hockey players and you know, you get to see some people move on to the NHL, and it sure is entertaining that way.
You know, after 20 years in the league, I'm sure you've built a lot of camaraderie with coaches and players. Some players go through the league and play 300 games, and you would have seen them a lot here. What's that like, building camaraderie and being around these guys?
The whole shared respect aspect is huge. It's nice to get some acknowledgement for the players and the coaches, things like that. Actually got some acknowledgement from previous players that are now playing CIS. I did a Huskies game against Alberta the other day, and teams or players from both sides were, you know, congratulatory on receiving the award. So it's kind of nice where it carries on beyond outside the rink, that's for sure, where you can have a conversation with the guys away from the rink and things like that.
Regan, I noticed that you were on the ice for the final game of last season, the WHL Championship Series, the Ed Chinoth Cup in Regina. You were on the ice when Seattle scored the overtime winner. I'm sure that's a highlight to be named to be a referee for that series. But any career highlights in the WHL for you?
It's always special to be in make the finals. Only so many guys make the finals, and it is even more special to see that trophy get awarded and come out and be presented. Ultimate highlight for me would be definitely the 2013 Memorial Cup in my hometown, a tournament I never anticipated that I was ever going to get. Was fortunate enough to be selected, and that's definitely my highlight for my officiating career.
Our guest is Regan Vetter, longtime WHL official, 20 years, six as a linesman, 14 as a referee. To be getting this milestone award, and it was presented from Director of Officiating Kevin Minch, what does it mean to you? What does it say to you?
Well, it says I'm old, for starters. I've been in the league a long time. But yet, definitely, it wasn't a thought process until it was brought up this summer and things like that. But it's definitely has some special meaning that I've been able to survive as long as I have been, develop some of the relationships I have been for an extended period of time. And I was very appreciative of Kevin for being on the ice to be able to present it to me.
Well, it's been a long haul for sure. 20 years in this league is a long time. Well-deserved of the WHL Milestone Award. Regan, appreciate you being our guest here on WHL This Week, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you having me on here. I'm also unexpected, so thank you very much.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chinoth Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Goaltender Carter Hart is set to wear Canadian colors this year at the World Juniors in Buffalo. He also just set a club record for shutouts and is the WHL Goaltender of the Week. All this after a lengthy battle with mononucleosis that took him out of action for a month earlier this season. voice of the Silver Tips, Mike Benton, has more.
Carter, at what point did you begin to feel this whole illness was totally behind you?
I think when I started to get my weight back and make sure that I was getting back into the weight room and working out and getting my energy back. I mean, just trying to sleep as much and really just recover as much as I can. And the biggest thing was just taking care of my body and listening to my body and how I felt. And like, I mean, I was sleeping 13 plus hours a day, so I was pretty tired, and my body just needed that rest to recover. And once I finally got my weight back, then I started to feel pretty good.
Was any kind of food off limits to get your strength back?
I mean, high sugar foods were kind of a no, but the doc just told me high carb, high fatty foods, so a lot of pasta and stuff like that. But he said be reasonable. No, don't go out and get a couple Big Macs and stuff like that. But he just said like high carb diet and just try and get in as much calories as you can. And I got back my 17 pounds in about 2 weeks, which is pretty good.
When's the last time you watched any game of last year's World Juniors?
I haven't. Last time I watched it was maybe like a week after, but that was just going over game review, but that's about it.
Do you get the feeling that people are really missing something about how great, maybe even better, this year's team can be?
Yeah, I mean, we got, I think, 8 returning players or something like that, so I think this year we should have a pretty good squad, and if I get the chance again to be a part of it, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
What makes you feel more prepared, even better, as far as a goaltender, as far as the whole package? I'm talking skill set, I'm talking mental game, now versus 1 year ago.
I think just experience, all the experiences that I've had in this past year, having played in the tournament before, now I know what to expect, just the stage that it's on, and the pedestal that you get put on when you're playing for Canada at the World Juniors. Now I know what to expect, and I feel more ready coming into this year's World Juniors.
One shutout last Wednesday to tie the Silver Tips all-time record. Finally to the top on Wednesday against Tri-City to surpass Leland Irving. How bizarre does it seem, maybe even surreal, that you shared a record, now overtake it, from a Silver Tip who's in the Flyers system, who's done as well as Leland Irving?
Yeah, I mean, that was when I got the chance to meet Leland in Philly. I thought that was really cool. He was such a great guy, down to earth, and he was actually my stallmate. They told me a lot of Everett stories, a lot of stories about him playing back in Everett in his days here as a Silver Tip. So I thought that was really cool, and he was just a really good guy.
Heading into the weekend, 7 wins out of 11 games for the Everett Silver Tips. What gives you the belief with the way that this team is playing?
I mean, we're playing really well right now. There's just, in a sense, I'd say more confidence around the locker room right now. I mean, when you start winning, then you start feeling a lot more confident. And I think the biggest thing is keeping that confidence up and making sure that we're still working hard every day. And we have a couple games this weekend, so they're going to be two pretty big games here, because I think we have like 6 or 7 days off after that until we play next. So I think these two games coming up are really crucial if we want to climb up the standings.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Jaden Halbgewax, tough name to say, but a great player. He's looking to build on his 50-goal season from last year. He is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Warriors voice James Gallo sat down with him.
WHL On the Run Player of the Week is Moose Jaw Warriors 20-year-old forward Jaden Halbgewax. And Jaden, 6 goals, 11 points in 4 games last week. Definitely more happy, though, with the 3-1 performance by your hockey team?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, team's first, and obviously coming out, with those wins is obviously huge. And again, I mean, once we get those wins and our team succeeding, I mean, individual points are going to come along with that. So obviously, yeah, it was a good week for myself and the team.
Team first, but again, maybe talk about how you were playing last week and how you were able to elevate your game to help the Warriors get those 3 wins.
I think I was just playing, more confident with speed. I mean, when I'm playing fast, I'm playing at my best, and I think, I brought that last week, and, I just got to keep, bringing that forward each and every game and play consistent.
15 goals in your 10-game point streak. As you continue to grow in confidence, how do you keep on a pace like this, which is very similar to what you had last year where you finished with 101 points?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to stay focused and, go into every game like it's just, you're playing the best team, and, you have to bring your best game no matter what team you do play. I mean, you just got to, you know, stay focused, like I said, and, you know, use your line mates. And at the end of the day, you want your team to win, so you're going to have to do what you have to do to make your team come home with the 2 points at the end of the night.
19-5 on the season of the Warriors, 9 wins in the last 10 hockey games. Is this team staying focused as you guys move towards the Christmas break?
Yeah, most definitely. I think, you know, everyone's trying to, you know, keep it even keel in the room. I mean, we don't want to get too full of ourselves or, you know, look at any team differently. I mean, every team you play, you got to come out there and you got to try to play your best game. I mean, we've been struggling with that a bit right now, but I think in the end we find a way to win. So I think if we can, you know, learn from these past games, we can bring our best game each and every day. I mean, good things are going to happen for us.
During the games last week, without 5 regulars, including 4 defensemen, how did the forwards and yourself help out defensively to try and neutralize a lot of very good hockey teams?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of young D, and, you know, the forwards just had to bear down that extra much. So I think with that, it just shows that our durability and, you know, what we have throughout our lineup. So, I mean, that's obviously going to be huge because you never know when someone can get injured. And if we can play without those guys, that's obviously key. And I think it's going to, you know, take our team a long way.
A week away from December, this time of year, does it get a little bit hard to focus knowing that Christmas break is right around the corner? And because, I mean, again, the Western Hockey League schedule, it's grueling. It's every day. And some guys really anxious to get in that week off.
Yeah, I mean, everyone gets excited for Christmas. It's a nice break for everyone. But, I mean, the teams that stay the most focused are the teams that are going to win coming up here to Christmas. So I think if we can just, you know, stay how we've been doing right now and just keeping it, I guess, the Christmas excitement down, I mean, I think we're obviously going to get a lot more wins and take advantage of other teams.
And that's the show. Want to say special thanks to Mike in Everett pulling double duty, as well as James in Moose Jaw for their help. I'm John Keane.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.